Swimming may be the most popular pastime in summertime. The tragic drowning of 8-year-old twin girls in Qingdao recently has reopened a heated discussion over the safety of kids during summer vacation. Drowning has become one of the top culprits for children during this period every year. Of course, we announced this story with a heavy heart, and our hearts go out to the family of these two little girls. And
true.
And let's talk about what happened.
Okay, what happened was police in Qingdao, Shandong province, confirmed on Monday that 8-year-old twin girls who traveled from Beijing had been found drowned. And that's according to China Daily report on this morning. And a rescue team found the body of the elder twin around 11:30 a.m. and the other at 3:45 p.m. in waters near the place the girls were reported missing. The two girls had come to the coastal city with the mother, surnamed Sun, for a holiday. The mother said she lost sight of the girls on a beach in the city's Huangdao district around 3 p.m. on Sunday as they were having fun digging in the sand just meters away from her. They were wearing swimming suits and were bare feet. After almost an hour of searching, the mother called the police, and very sad story. But what's even worse is that this is not the only recent case that we've heard about. Last Friday, a 40-year-old mother went swimming with her son, daughter, and two nephews in a section of the Yangtze River in Huangshi, Hubei province. All of them vanished. Five bodies were found a day later, and that's according to Chutian Metropolis Daily. And also on July 30th, five boys from Miyi County in Panzhihua, Sichuan province, were found drowned in a pond, and that's according to local police. And Guangming Daily also reported that more than 20 adolescents were drowned in 10 days from June 25th to July the 4th. The article blamed parental negligence and lack of supervision. And some more figures here. According to incomplete statistics, there had been at least 9 drowning incidents that killed 14 minors reported by the media in Anhui in June 2016. All of them happened in the rural areas. And in 2013, altogether 28 students were killed in 23 drowning cases in Quanzhou, taking up 44.4% of all abnormal deaths of students. So, according to the statistics, we can tell that at least according to some news reports, that actually drowning has become the number one cause of accidental deaths of primary and secondary school students. And really, people, I think, have grown, and to some extent, desensitized to reports about drowning cases, and especially about children drowning. Because I remember in my hometown, I'm from the southern China, where practically every township is close to a river. And I remember as a kid hearing about in the summer some kids being drowned, having drowned in the river. And the elders, the grown-ups, will always say, there's a few every year. And just dismissing the thing, dismissing the case as a regular or a normal occurrence that will happen every year. But yes, unfortunately, to those who've lost someone to drowning, obviously that's an immense tragic. What about this? What's special about this case in Qingdao is that actually the mother was originally from Beijing, and she took her twin daughters to Qingdao to enjoy a holiday. And she was obviously playing with her smartphone for a brief second, posting messages on social media. And just a few seconds
later, she lost sight
of the daughters.
That's all it takes.
And initially she thought it was a missing person case, because obviously she must have warned her two daughters not to get close to the beach or not get close to the seawater. But yes, she claimed it as a missing person case, and also posted messages. I assume she would post messages on social media to sort of rally internet users to help her find her missing daughters. And I think that's why this case particularly has gained an extra publicity online, and that's why people are talking about it.
Yes, and it greatly saddens me every time when during summer vacation time for kids and this topic comes up on the show. And once you've been doing this job for quite some time, it seems like there are some topics, tragic as they are, but they come up almost every year around that time. And it's when we lose these beautiful little girls, like when lives are lost, that's when it becomes a headline. And these things just make me reflect and go soul searching in like, what is this job about? And how is society functioning in a way that sometimes you think, why can't we avoid this from happening again and again? But back to this case, certainly I don't have the heart to point fingers, but sometimes I think, why can't we learn from these mistakes? Like, who is responsible? I mean, when a life is lost, although it's difficult to point fingers sometimes, but shouldn't we try to learn from it? And yeah, what brought to this?
I can only imagine how the mother feels at this time, you know, losing a child. I mean, taking your attention off of them just for a minute is all it takes for them to get lost on a beach, especially where there's a lot of people and there's, you know, big umbrellas where you can just, you know, lose someone very quickly. And yeah, just like that, your child is gone. And I think that's something that you're going to have to shoulder for the rest of your life. And for some people, that it's unbearable.
There's also one piece of fact that is being circulated in the news regarding the story. That is, there's a sign that clearly stated that this area is not for swimming. So, and again, that is one of the things that when it comes to such issues, we always talk about, oh, like label this area or maybe construct hand railings or make it obvious to people that this is not a swimming pool. There's no lifeguard. Please don't swim here. But again, you see this kind of story happening, and I think what kind of marks this year's tragedy is the fact that I just reiterated, and also that there's the smartphone involved. And I think this is one of the ills of today's digital age. It's taking our attention away from the important things of in life, to say the least.
Yes, I think it's very interesting to see people reacting so drastically to stories of these two twin sisters drowning. I think for one thing is that maybe perhaps, like I said, the mother posted a social message, social network messages online to sort of rally people to increase this publicity. And the other reason is possibly has to do with negligence and people's, realization that perhaps smartphone isn't exactly the best thing in all circumstances. I mean, on some level, people must have realized that negligence out of preoccupation with a smartphone is causing harm, and that's why people are, when they see reports about this mother obviously was playing with her smartphone, they have to sort of react in a way that they previously wanted to react in stories like this. I mean, they wanted people to talk about it. They wanted people to know that perhaps it's not a good idea when you bring two children at the age of 8 to a seaside resort that obviously wasn't cataloged as someone as a place where you can swim. And but yes, sadly there are some more information about the location where the girls went missing and drowned is that actually Qingdao is a coastal city, and a lot of people, and it's also a tourist resort, a tourist city. A lot of people want to travel there to sort of enjoy the beach scenery. And the thing is, there are currently 8 seaside resorts where you can go and swim in the sea. And this year, only six were in operation because two, I think, presumably were being renovated, and only six were available. And media reports show that actually in July this year, all the six seaside resorts accommodated almost 10 million people in July.
Wow, 10 million.
So that's about 320,000 every day.
Okay.
Wow.
So it's a very, very busy tourist attraction.
Busy tourist attraction. And so a lot of locals who don't feel like being in neck to neck with some random stranger while they were enjoying, well, sort of like swimming in the sea, being locals, they know there are a couple of other places, or actually a dozen of other places where they can go, but were actually not cataloged or classified as places where they can swim. But they will go there. They will take their chances. They will go down there. But being locals, they are familiar with the, let's say, the nature or at least the characteristics of the waves or of the torrents there. So they have a better chance of surviving or enjoying the experience. Whereas, sadly, for this mother who is from Beijing, who is not a local, who has no idea, who probably doesn't even know how to swim, then that part I'm not sure. But the point is, she doesn't know what it feels like, what it is like to have two daughters who don't necessarily know how to swim near a place that is so dangerous.
Yes, and what's really frightening, a thought of all of this, is that it seems like calm waters, still waters, but it's a natural environment that outsiders, or I deem in some circumstances even locals, you don't know what's going on underneath the water, and there's these hidden undercurrents that could drag you down. And it is dangerous even for people who are swimmers. So when you look at the bigger picture here, and here in China, there are some patterns of drowning cases of kids that have been spotted by people. And it was originally published, I thought, for people to sort of stay away from these things and give notice to people, such as more tragedies are happening during summer vacation, holiday time, weekends, on the way and back to school. And also more tragedies happen in middle and primary schools in rural areas, because there's where when you get open waters, if you grow up in a city, there's only swimming pools you can visit. You don't really see that many rivers, reservoirs where you would just jump in for a swim.
That's true, especially in rural areas. I learned to swim in a river, and I had a near-drowning experience. I think it was sometime in primary school. So there was this dam, or this hydro power plant, that had a dam to stop the water, to create a fall to generate electricity. And people would like to go there to swim because water there was relatively calm. And I was caught in what they would call a reverse roller. So it's something like the torrent you see in a washing machine. And I was caught in that. Actually, the water was only knee deep. But being a young kid, I didn't have the strength to break away from it. My dad saw me in distress. She reached out to me, and then he was also absorbed or dragged into the water.
Okay.
He couldn't get up too, and I thought, well, I was done.
Mm.
I'm done. I could just die here, and I was only what. In primary school, and at the moment, the other people saw us in distress. They formed a line hand in hand to reach us from a safe distance. There was a line, and then they dragged me and my dad out of the rolling water, and that's how we survived. I think that must have happened to a lot of people in rural areas, because in my town, there wasn't a swimming pool, and so everyone who wanted to learn to swim who wanted to swim had to do it the hard way, just to have to dig themselves in open water. Mm-hmm. And talk about nowadays about rural areas in China is that a lot of people, adults, they go out and seek job opportunities in big cities. So more often than not, we have young children, we have elderly people who stay at home in those small towns, and who is there to look after them? Who's there to save them? Who's there to pay attention, take care of the kids? I mean, they're just practically running wild, running everywhere in the river. And then in summertime, anywhere you can get the cool feeling, then that's in the water. And I can totally imagine more cases happening.
Well, when you have the absence of a grown-up, that pair of eyes to always, you know, hawkeye on the kid, then sometimes these tragedies happen. Tony, do you know if there are ways that we can prevent such tragedies from happening again? It could be what kind of system we need to establish, or what kind of tricks or tips that need to be employed to save someone if this is happening?
Well, I think that this report is very tragic, but it does give one thing, and that's awareness. And I believe that awareness is huge for everyone to just realize that swimming is actually very dangerous. I think we equate it to having a good time and enjoyment and, you know, vacation, but it's also a very, very dangerous activity. And I think just not knowing that could be very, very dangerous for your family. For example, as a child, my family member, actually my uncle, he grew up learning how to swim by just being thrown in the water with nothing, no protection at all. And so this, you know, growing up this way, you carry that on into your family. You start throwing other people into the water. And that's, you know, that was my first experience of swimming, which was a nightmare. And for, you know, 4 or 5 years after that, I didn't want to go near the swimming pool, you know. So it's just, you know, and I think if people just have knowledge of, you know, what swimming can cause, you know, that will, you know, preventative measure that I think would help a lot of people. There could be some barriers that could be constructed around certain places, as opposed to just signs. You know, maybe there's some barriers that would need to be put either in the water where the water can be potentially dangerous, or barriers outside. That way people don't go in the water at all. You know, back home, we see that in certain places where the current is too strong.
Yeah, we see that various levels of government and also schools or educational departments are carrying out initiatives to try to equip the kids with knowledge. But the thing is, how can you teach someone to swim or to save themselves from an underlying current from pulling you down without actually getting into the waters? And that just doesn't seem to be a prerequisite of infrastructure, having a swimming pool, to put it simply, that many Chinese schools can provide right now. So, I mean, what do you think about this?
Certainly, I agree with Tony to begin with. I mean, certainly awareness is going to help. It's still going to go a long way. Yesterday I was looking for a quote from Han Fei. There was also a quote that I stumbled upon that I think will come in handy today. So it goes like this in Chinese. 火行炎,故人显着,水行诺,故人多逆. It's like a literal translation is that fire appears fierce, water looks weak, so more people drown than they are burnt. So first of all, you have to be aware that water is just as dangerous as fire. That way you would know how to deal with it, or even when you're trying to enjoy it, you know there's danger involved. And the other thing is, Qingdao obviously is an exceptional case. I mean, a lot of people go there to enjoy the beach. I mean, but the thing is, even at classified seaside resorts where people can legitimately swim under the supervision or with the watch of special Baywatch people. There are actually, one example is that Shi Laoren, the seaside resort, they can accommodate more than 80,000 people every day or at one point. But actually for that seaside resort, there's only 40. There are only 40 people on watch. So even for appropriate or proper seaside resorts, we see a lack of facilities in terms of the human resources input, or also perhaps to in terms of the size of the seaside resort. I'm thinking perhaps more input into this will help a lot. And also, not everyone has to travel to Qingdao to seek the seaside resort. I mean, China has a long coastal line, especially in the Bohai area. There are a lot of coastal cities. Not everyone has to go to Qingdao just to enjoy the seaside scenery. I mean, I'm looking for some other cities who will also try and develop similar seaside resorts that people can go and enjoy and swim. So and that should even out the population in each and every seaside resort somewhat to a certain extent.
Yeah, having those lifeguards to keep these folks in check to some extent is I guess... Well, it's just not enough, Liming.
It's not enough.
Yeah.
Certainly the parents have a responsibility in this. I mean, I know saying this is probably like adding insult to injury, but obviously the parents, the mother here, is the number one, is the one to be assuming the most responsibility in her daughter's death. I mean, but, well, that also has to do with awareness.
Yes, definitely. And that is what we're trying to do here, to raise awareness. And also one last thing I'd like to highlight for this story is that I think we've all been misguided and misled by these movies of these drowning scenes in movies that we think that when it's happening, the person makes a scene, but actually drowning or the second before that, it happens very silently. The person involved is fighting for his or her life and has no ability to shout or to wave his or her hands. So if you see that, I mean, at least, you know, you can shout out and help to save a life.